A show of unity between Burkina Faso's foreign affairs minister and Chinese ambassador in October. A fabricated story had falsely claimed the two countries has broken relations. Minister Karamoko Jean-Marie Traoré called the story diplomatic sabotage. On social media and in WhatsApp groups, false information is a constant threat. Jordan Meda is the editorial director at the local fact-checking platform FasoCheck. He says there are two types. Misinformation is shared without the intention to cause harm.
On the other hand, there is what we call disinformation, which is the creation and spread of false content with the clear intent to deceive a community or individual and cause harm to a person, cause, or institution.
At L'Observateur Palga, one of the leading daily newspapers in Burkina Faso, journalist Hugues Sama says his group is taking the problem seriously.
Even a trained eye can be fooled. So what L'Observateur does is provide context on every piece of information we receive. We must also verify it.
When military leader Ibrahim Traoré disappeared from public view for a few days in June, speculation and fabricated videos were rife on social media. Skilled fact-checkers were able to set the record straight. But these incidents are damaging, say experts.
For a citizen to be well-informed, they must have access to balanced and accurate information. When they are overwhelmed by fake news, they don't have all the necessary information to have an enlightened view of national life. This is a problem.
La nation. Cela pose problème.
Meda says world powers are vying for influence across the Sahel and promoting their own narratives. But he says they are not alone.
Internally, you also have groups of people who, convinced of their beliefs, spread false narratives. They broadcast them and people believe them.
Ils le diffusent, les gens y croient.
Analysts caution that ongoing conflict in Burkina Faso is intensifying the spread of false information. Meda says that advancements in technology are likely to amplify the reach and impact of misinformation, making their efforts even more essential. Gildas Da, VOA Africa, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.